Orbis Guara are our guests on the cafe today. Their music was featured in the introductory iPhone commercial. That innocent-sounding instrumental is actually the intro to a song called Perfect Timing. It's the work of Mitch Davis, who's made 8 albums. Up until Orbis Guara, you could have filed all of them under Electronica. This is Mitch's first all-acoustic album, and I ask him why he made that change.
What caused me to change, basically, you know, with all the other albums I made, you know, it's really just music that I enjoy making and stuff that I'm inspired to make. And I try to do things that are a little different. And I just felt like after doing the electronic stuff for so long and just the way music is now, it's not as it's hard to shock people with electronic music now. It used to be you kind of, you know, you start out with an acoustic guitar, then it's like you know, that was like the sound that everyone had, and then, you know, then analog synths came onto the scene. It's like, wow, what's that sound? It's crazy synth. And, oh, it's analog synth. They use that. Then digital synths come on the scene. Like, wow, what's that crazy thing? And digital synths and samplers and all that. But and now it's like, you know, when kids start making music, you start with electronic stuff, and that's what's expected, and that's what people think everything is when you buy your computer and it comes with, you know, you have whatever sequencer comes with it. And, you know, you hear people say, like, you know, they'll hear an acoustic guitar and say, wow, what synth did you use to make that sound? You know, well, it's a guitar, you know. So it's kind of like the way to kind of go further and do things that people don't understand as much is to kind of go backwards to something that's really basic, pick up some really, you know, really old instruments, things that, you know.
Or like, really young instruments, I should say, because there's some kids' instruments over here in the keyboard factory. Or, I'm sorry, as you call it, the playground over here.
I mean, there's some little toy bells, basically anything that'll make a noise is open game to use.
You know? So you made the music of Orbis Guara on your own, and then you had to get folks to play it?
Yes. Yeah, I made the record myself, and then when I wanted to put, you know, the live act together, you know, one thing that was important to me is I wanted to do it with friends. You know, I didn't want to, you know, be like hiring musicians and have people who, you know, I didn't have any sort of connection with or relationship with. So I have good friends who are good musicians. And one thing that was important to me also is that, you know, these guys who are in the band, it's really, these instruments they're playing here are really not their first instruments. Like, you know, Zay over here is playing guitar, is really a main instrument, saxophone and flute. He's playing all guitars here. So, like, you know, so just, it really adds to, it's so it's not a slick feeling, and you kind of have a more innocent approach to the music. You know?
And who's in the playground today? Who's?
That's Jeremy Edelman is playing all the keyboard parts. Another good friend of mine who was kind enough to want to be a part of Orbis Guara.
Well, tell you what, let's hear what this sounds like before we talk about it anymore, so people know what we're talking about. What do you want to play first?
I'm going to play a song called Gravel.
Explore. I know, and I
Barbara Squire, our guest today on the Cafe, and that is one from the album Sunshinus, a tune called Gravel. And good to have you here. That's nice.
Thanks.
Everybody's curious as to how this all happened, this iPhone thing. And one of the things that's most unusual was that they used the instrumental portion.
Right.
Were you, you've got to tell it from the beginning. How were you approached? Or were you?
Like I said, when I make these records, it's really the idea behind it. So you know, and the idea behind it is like I want to do music that I enjoy doing, which is why I, you know, it's a conscious thing that I don't have a record deal or anything like that, because you know I would like to have control over the music I make and just really make music that I find enjoyable. And you know, based on the stuff I was making, just that. You know, got kind of made its way around. However things make their way around these days, it fell into the hands of Universal Music Publishing, and they liked it. And through that, they had known about the iPhone opportunity, and someone there thought it was would be appropriate for the iPhone ad, and they submitted. And fortunately, Apple liked it too.
Do you have any idea what the discussions were about what they wanted to project in the commercial? Because you talk a lot about innocence, and which is definitely a big part of this.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of what they liked out of from what I've heard, that the iPhone was going to be this the most advanced piece of personal technology to come out in history, and they liked the idea that the song felt very innocent and very organic, and it was kind of showing that it's, while it's very technologically advanced, it's still personal also. It's still, it relates to humans.
Wow. What a great thing that you went this direction at the time you
I know,
did.
Right?
That's
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
And you've also since had other songs licensed for other things. So,
yeah.
So you could exist without selling CDs. That's really interesting.
Which is good, since a lot of people aren't buying them anymore.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, there is a CD, and these songs are on it. It's called Sunshinus. Can you do Perfect Timing? Is that possible?
Yes, we can do Perfect Timing. Thank you.
There you go. You finally get to hear the words to Perfect Timing from Orba Squara, who playing for us. Am I pronouncing that right? You said Squara.
Squara, yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone says it wrong.
Does it mean...
That's what you get for making up a name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Does it mean circle squared or...
No, it doesn't really mean anything. Just one of those things. It seemed like something that you can Google and it won't show up with a lot of other things that say that.
It's absolutely true.
You know.
Yeah. So how do you write? What's your writing?
How do I write? Basically, I pick up an instrument. I really never write lyrics first or anything. I pick up an instrument, and basically the instrument kind of leads me in a direction of what it, you know, quote, like, wants to play. Like, the sound of the instrument just basically inspires something, some performance. And then from that, I basically put the music together. And as it really kind of like as I'm playing it, then words and melody come to me. And most of the things, they come out rather quickly, which is also intentional. Like, I like to write that way, where it's almost like almost every performance on the album is pretty much, it's like a first or second take from, like, writing it. Like the moment I think of it, I pretty much write it down. So it kind of stays fresh that way, instead of, like, and then, like, where it's like, if I wind up doing like vocals, let's say, you know, I have the words and I wind up doing, like, you know, I've done five takes and I still don't like my performance, I'll have to change the melody and the lyrics because I've become too comfortable with them and it sounds sounds too expect, doesn't sound like it's inspired. And I like the little, you know, if my voice cracks or a little mistake, and there's what sounds good to me in the song. So I kind of try to do everything, you know, really quickly. And, you know, and if I make a mistake, I leave it in, and it's charming. I hope. I would hope it's charming.
The intent is charm.
Yeah.
Yes. Orba Squara playing for us today. And what would you like to do next?
I have a song called The Only Thing.
That's the only thing. Another one from Morbus Squara, who are playing live for us today in the Cafe Studios. They have an album out called Sunshinus, and some of these tunes you may have heard in other locales. We mentioned the iPhone commercial and other places as well. Did you get an iPhone?
I did get an iPhone, but I had to wait online and buy it on the store like everyone else did.
That hardly seems fair. Have you had any communication with your other with the other Apple artists? I mean, it could be a great festival.
I know. It would be a very long 3-day Apple festivals. No, I haven't. I haven't spoken to anyone in the other iPhone commercials.
Well, I think you and Feist would get along. I think musically you probably have some.
That's true. I like it.
What do you want to finish up with?
This is a song called My Favorite Song. Hey man, you're singing my favorite song. Hey friend, you're bringing back better times. Hey man, you know just what to say.
That's my favorite song, or at some point it was Mitch Davis's favorite song. May still be, I don't know. That's on the new album Sunshinus from Orbis Quara. And thank you guys so much for playing for us.
Thank you.
Orbis Quara are our guests, and we shall return in just a moment here at the World Cafe.